so well known around there about his ability around the place. The boys had him off one time hunting with him and got him shot. And they could easily swear who shot him. And my neighbors found out from my boys about the dog being shot. Two in particular, my closest neighbor, they said, well, I'd go to town and see if I couldn't prosecute him. And I said, well, I'd have to say what he's worth, and I don't know what he's worth. And both of them said, well, I swear he's worth $100. I come up here. You know what the first thing they asked me? Asked me if I had him on tax roll. But I had him on tax roll, valued at even $5. I could have made him pay for it. The dog never was any good after that.
Didn't kill him, just hurt him.
Just ruined him. Never was a dog after that.
What did they shoot him with? Shotgun.
Shot him in the rear end, and the shot went in his balls, Just ruined him. We kept him until he died. He wasn't so old, but just went down and down and down, and we lost him. And I try to get these boys here. Of course, times are good now. I can remember hearing numerous times it's off bad to steal good dogs. The people, you've got to put them on tax rolls on that account. But since they quit losing any dogs, they don't put them on tax rolls. We'll take, for instance, that big blue dog out of China with Bucks, put him on there, he'd put him on there at $100 anyhow. And then somebody steals him or shoots him. I used to have a chance to get time for him.
I'm glad you know that.
Right.
Did you keep all your chickens in the hen house? Did you have any other place for them?
Well, we had some, and occasionally you'll have a hen that's wild nature, and she's got a hat out a bunch of chickens, she don't bring them to the house, she wants to keep them away from there. Well, that hen and her, what she raises, of course we always know where the rooster is, and we used to, we had to sell these, what we call roosters, as fryers. We need that for some cash money. Well, we didn't barely have to climb a tree to get them. Just as soon as they got old enough, she'd take them in the tree. She didn't want to go in the hen house. She didn't want to round us. All she wanted at the place was to come up in the yard and get her chickens watered and herself, and then let her go on her way. And yet I always get by with as many chickens as any other hen, too. You got to watch it. You need a dog. Now, that was when we had the sport dog who lived on the Indian place. I had 340 acres rented, leased from Indians.
Boy, that's a big farm.
You bet. I had grass and land. Well, that dog didn't like chicken snakes around the place. Now, another thing about it, she sat on the ground in the bushes and had some chickens out. Well, if there'd been chicken snakes, they'd swallowed every one of them. But old sport would allow no chicken snakes around. She'd get by and hatch her chickens. He'd keep the snakes away, and she'd hover them in the wood, didn't I? Get back with them. And on the same place, I don't know whether this would be worth anything to you now. Well, we started off with three turkey hens and a gobbler. I don't know how many we raised with them from them three, I don't remember.